Good afternoon, students. Good afternoon, seniors. How are you doing? I hope that you are okay. Okay. Very sorry, I was absent for a while, but due to social responsibilities. I got one question from our student that was asking, to what factors that leading to the industrialist nations maximize their profit? The question is there. We have to know that industrialized nations, in most cases, are Western European countries, starting with Britain, then followed by almost all Western European countries in the second half of 19th century, whereby industrialization was a factor in the development of capitalism, in particular from competitive capitalism to monopoly capitalism. Anyway, about that question, let's see these answers. Factor number one is a glorious and prestigious reason. We know that these countries wanted to show their prosperity in economic development because of industrial revolution. And remember that these countries are leading industrial countries in the world. Number two, military supremacy. Because of industrial revolution, these countries developed the military system, developed the different weapons, which gave them confidence for the fight. At the same time, the growth of German Empire under Chancellor Otto von Bismarck made these countries to develop their military systems, as well improving military weapons. And generally, we are talking about arm race. Later on, these countries developed what we call them triple entente and the triple alliance. Anyway, number three, demanding expansionism. You know that the outcome of industrial revolution made these countries to demand more markets, more raw materials, cheap laborers, as well areas for investments. That's why at the end of the day, they had to expand themselves from Europe to other parts of the world, especially Africa and Southern Asia, the Middle East, and so forth. Number four, population factor. You have to remember the issue of population in Europe. From the 15th century, European population started to rise at the time feudalism was collapsing. Then to 17th century, if you remember, France was a leading populated European country, followed by other countries. For the case of England, Britain, as a leading economic powerful European country, around the 19th century, population also increased. And around 1850, if you remember, England alone had almost 8.6 million people. Roughly by 1900, Britain had almost 16 million people. That was there. So European population was doubled from 200 million to 400 million people around 1900. So all this made them to maximize profit in order to save their growing population in Europe. Remember, even at the time of colonization of Africa, reasonable unemployed European population was dumped to Africa and the leading colonial states in various areas in Africa. Yeah, in Atosha. Then number five, superiority complex. You know, in order to maximize profit, these people, these countries in Europe, had the tendency of regarding themselves to be superior over any other race in the world. So the issue of racism must be taken there. Remember, there is one concept of one concept of Darwinism theory, that he meant that the struggle for survival and the fittest, which legalized the Africans to be producers of raw materials for European industries. And the Africans were regarded to be inferior over Europeans. Number six, defending capitalist interest. Remember that the rise and the development of capitalism since the 16th century, these countries had to use any means in order to safeguard the interest of capitalism. In 19th century, if you remember, the time when monopoly capitalism took place, as remarked by V.I. Lenin, that imperialism is the highest stage in the development of capitalism, is when now these countries increased the issue of demand, demanding how to defend their interest and their nations in Europe. So maximization of profit was very, very important. I remember the rise of socialism also made these countries to struggle much as possible to make sure that they increase their wealth. At the same time, they can dominate other parts of the world. Finally, what I have, solving depressed economies. Depressed economies, here is the decline of European economies. Remember, capitalist economic system of production is in a cycle form. It is rotating, it is rounding from one step to another step. For example, economic growth, economic growth, that we call it economic boom, then economic crisis followed by depression, as well recovery, then returning back to first stage, that is the economic boom. So because of that types, so European economies had been depressed for almost 100 years. For example, if you remember during the 1848 European political revolutions, people were rioting against the economic crisis in Europe, especially the workers. Then around the 1850s to 1860s, if you remember, several wars were fought there between Asia, Russia, Prussian Kingdom, Austria, France, Italy, and Germany. Then 1873 to 1890s, several economic depression, a series of economic depression took place over there. Then finally, 1929 in the United States of America, the Great Economic Depression almost affected the European countries. So finally, to solve all these problems brought by the Great Depressions, these countries had to maximize their profit to the level that they were able to defeat anti-democratic movements in Europe, as well defeating world socialism under the Soviet Union. So that is the way how these countries had to maximize their profit. Anyway, in case that maybe a student has to conclude, has to reflect much about Africa, how Africa was affected by maximization of profit done by these countries. Definitely, the most affected continent is Africa. So the candidate, the student, has to understand which areas needs to be mentioned in order to show that Africa is much affected by the way these countries maximized their profits. So please, thank you very much. Talk with you soon.